mandarincorner.org。
3月28日下午，缅甸发生了7.7级的地震。据新闻报道，目前已有1600多人遇难。这场地震同时也波及了泰国曼谷和中国云南等地。我是27号晚上抵达曼谷的。28号下午大概1:30的时候，我在酒店体验了人生中第一次地震，非常的吓人。当时我拿起包包和手机就往楼下冲，害怕酒店大楼会出现更大的晃动，把我们都困在里面。在我跑出酒店大楼后，我的心还在扑通扑通的跳。就在这一切发生时，离我大概3公里处的一栋30层正在修建的大楼，因地震的晃动，在几秒内完全坍塌，成为一堆废墟。据说当时有80多名正在作业的工人被困其中，生死未卜。当我在新闻中看到这个报道时，我震惊不已，这么大的悲剧竟然就发生在我身边。在接下来的半天里，我都无法停止思考那些被困在里面的人。所以3月29日的下午，我决定跟同伴一起前往事发现场，看看救援情况如何。老实说，在去之前我已经看过很多次那个大楼倒塌的视频，我以为我的心情会很平静，但就在我看到那一座大山一样的废墟时，我的情绪几乎崩溃。
这个就是昨天那个倒塌的大楼。I don't know why I feel a little cry. I'm sorry.
坐在视频面前的你们也许会觉得我反应过度，因为几乎每天我们都能读到有人在灾难或者战争中死去的新闻。没错，我们每天都能在新闻上看到死亡，我们对这种悲剧已经变得麻木了。可能读完之后我们会摇摇头，再叹一口气，然后就继续我们的生活。可是我要告诉大家的是，在新闻中看到跟站在他眼前的感觉是完全不同的。因为站在那里，我忍不住想，就在距离我几十米的位置，有70-80个活生生的人就躺在那狭小的空间里，被钢筋水泥压着无法动弹，没有水，没有食物，甚至可能都没有生还的希望。他们的心情该多么绝望和痛苦。
老实说，我在新闻里面看到的时候，是觉得非常的震惊，但是刚刚我走过来的时候，我第一眼看到这个倒塌的大楼的时候，我不知道为什么我就特别的情绪化，就很想，我真的无法想象现在那些被困在里面的人。因为现在今天是大概3点钟，然后这个太阳是非常非常的大，而且很热很热，就是我觉得那个太阳晒在我皮肤上就像是在烤箱里面一样的，所以我真的无法想象那些被困在里面的工人是什么样的一个感觉跟体验。因为他们有可能是受了重伤，也有可能不是有可能，是一定是没有水喝，没有食物吃。那个 maybe stand here, OK。我刚刚从那个地铁站过来的时候呢，我看到人比较少，然后当时我心里在想，哦，是不是因为昨天在这个附近发生了这么大一个事情，所以就没有人来逛商场，没有人来逛那个市场。但是呢，我刚刚走过来的时候，所有人都好像都跟什么事情都没有发生一样的，因为他们还是在吃在喝在买东西，所以我有点震惊。就在大概5分钟的步行的距离，就有这么大一栋楼直接就倒塌了，我觉得非常非常的震惊。有很多人可能是好奇，所以他们也走上来看，然后有一些泰国本地的人呢也因为我有看到他们在祈祷，所以还挺触动我的。下面停了很多警车跟救护车，所以 这些工作人员还在救援当中，目前还不知道有多少人被救了出来。他们这边在拍照，这边救援人员在拍照。
这位泰国工作人员试图在跟我说什么，可是我完全听不懂，但是呢他一直指里面，好像是示意我们往里面走。
我不知道他让我去干嘛。
一开始我以为他可能误认为我们是新闻媒体来报道这个事件的，所以让我们走进去拍摄，但是后来才发现他是要拿食物跟水给我们。
哦、oh, thank you 哦、oh, No need. Thank you. How many people have come out? How many people got out? Has anybody come out yet? The workers? Body?
What do you mean?
本来我是想要问一下他们里面的救援情况怎么样。但是很可惜，里面没有人会说英文或者是中文。
Okay, thank you. So they don't have information. 你说英文？Okay, thank you. 对，这边都是医护人员。我们在休息。I saw a girl crying over there. 可能应该她的家人在困在里面了，可能是。
我看到刚刚那个女孩用纸巾蒙着头大哭，现在眼睛还红肿着，但是当我与他对视时，他还是挤出了一个微笑。当时我看着真的很心酸，
我只能用谷歌翻译看一下能不能问一下他们家人怎么样。
我试图用谷歌翻译跟他沟通，可是他似乎看不懂泰文，而我手机上也无法让他输入语音翻译。然后旁边的一个泰国的工作人员站起来告诉我们说，如果想要采访家属的话，我们必须经过泰国政府的许可，所以最后呢我们就放弃了。
OK, no problem, thank you.
我们继续往前走，向再靠近那堆废墟看看里面什么情况。就在我们站在这个地方观望时，我们注意到旁边有一名男子，长得有点像外国人又有一点像泰国人，然后我就问他会不会说英文，他说会。就这样我们开始了对话。
Were you here yesterday?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, I was right there. Yeah.
In the market?
I was at the
yeah,
the red building where
did you see that happen?
No, I was I parked my car about 200 meters from here. Wow. and as I parked the car shook, and then I was wondering if there was something wrong with my car, and then,
right.
then I saw everyone running down, and so I ran with everyone, and then as I ran down I heard it sounded like a deep thunderand
wow.
I heard the noise, something's falling, a building has fallen, and as I ran out on the street all the smoke came, and it looked like, and it reminded me of 9/11, but at that time I thought we didn't know it was a building under construction,
right.
So we thought that our building could be next, and so we ran as far away as we could, and then I just thought about my kids and I called up.
Your kids are here?
They were at school, but I didn't know what was going on.
But in Thailand, in Bangkok.
Yeah, in Thailand, right, right.
How did you feel at that moment when you heard that thundering sound?
I was still a bit confused. Is this an earthquake or what's going on? I'm not sure. But I knew that this is serious, that something is fault, that it's... And I thought that our building might be next. I wasn't sure. And then, sure, everyone's sort of in a state of shock and everyone's sharing their clips and on social media. But then when you see, when people are sharing clips, and I saw a clip of someone's head with all the concrete on top of him, and that's when you realize this is serious, and I can't look at that, and then you start thinking about the workers here, and they're trapped, and there's still, you know, 80 people, 79.
Do you know how many people have gotten out yet?
As far as I know, there's 79. In there, it's underneath, still there, and I'm not sure if they're gonna make it. It's so hot, and it's very difficult, as we all know.
When was the first time you saw this site?
Yesterday, because I was here the whole day, because I had parked my car, and to be honest, I was waiting to fetch my car. I'm always at the Chuchak to look at antiques, so it's my routine. So it felt a bit personal, because it was so close, you know, and so I was concerned, and wanted to come see what's really going on and how our city is going to take care of this. It's strange in the way where my family's in the hotel business also, and the hotels are full
in Bangkok.
Yeah, and it's ironic, or how people are afraid to go to their homes, their bedrooms, in their condos, but they're okay to stay in a hotel. They feel safer, perhaps, or maybe they were there in their condo when it shook. Because that's really scary if you're way up high. They didn't know what to do, and some people ran down 28 floors down, and some people decided to stay up there and go up, hide underneath desks, things like that. This clip has been, as we know, everyone's been watching. It's gone viral on CNN, BBC, everywhere. And it just keeps showing it, and I really think that I don't want people to be afraid of Bangkok. I think it's really an isolated case that I feel here, but it's really, I know it. I'm sorry to say this, it does, people like it, you know, I know it sells, the footage, and people keep repeating it. But actually, Bangkok is fairly safe, I think. And Myanmar is much more, in a worser destruction more than us. And I do want to say that, you know, Bangkok people, don't be afraid. I think we're okay, besides this incident here.
There's a lot of concern of people, tourists especially.
Yeah.
They are planning on coming to Bangkok, and then they saw this.
Yeah, and then everything's canceled.
And they want to cancel their flight.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the human nature. I understand that, but hopefully people will come back soon. A lot of people trapped here are migrant workers, and there are Thai people, but a lot of the people who build our construction, building construction, a lot of them are from Burma, from Cambodia, and most of the construction workers in Thailand are from Burma. And Cambodia, and Thai people too, but a lot are from Burma, and they're escaping their country, and now this.
Right, they're wishing to make money, make some
money.
Yeah,
they're escaping, and then they found a home here, and they're really important to Thai people, the migrant people. They not just as construction workers, they work in hotels. A lot of people have, maids here in Thailand, and so they're really important. Part of our how
society.
We live and survive in Thailand, the migrant workers. So I'm concerned for that too, and it's been my head, because sometimes you forget that the people who I write songs to, and sometimes we forget the people who built Bangkok are the migrant workers that we see all the buildings they built my home, and we shouldn't forget about them. I hope we do the best we can, but it's going to be tough, and hopefully we can find some light out of this darkness. And we see a lot of people with donations, a lot of people giving away food and so forth, and that's a good thing. And sometimes it takes like the tsunami back then. Sometimes it takes a natural disaster to bring people together, and hopefully there's a ceasefire in Myanmar. I don't know, but hopefully. Some goodness can come out of all of this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
But where are you from?
I'm Thai. My mom is Thai. My dad's American. But I grew up here. This is my home.
Oh, so you speak Thai. Okay.
I speak Thai. My name is Noi, or Krisada Sukhosoklap. Yeah, my name is Noi. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and hopefully.